KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Starting off here with the basketball results for you from last night's play. A few games did get eked in here in southwest Iowa, despite the weather, and mostly that were further to the southwestern corner of the state. And games that were played last night in 1A District 14 on the boys' postseason play, Clarinda Academy defeated Fremont Mills 72-59, and East Mills was a 67-37 winner over Essex. Also in 1A District 15 play, Booyer Valley defeated West Harrison 55-53, and Underwood over Logan Magnolia 57-38. Other games that were on the slate for last night but were postponed or canceled, a couple of regular season games that were canceled, Atlantic and Denison, that game was called off, and Harlan and Carroll, that game also canceled yesterday. In postseason action, a Class 1A District 12 games at Mount Air will now be played on Saturday. The 6:30 and 8:30 start times, Bedford and Central Decatur in the first game, Murray and Mount Air in the second game. Class 1A District 12 games at Lamoni have been moved to tonight. Diagonal will take on Lenox at 6:30 and Lamoni versus Mormon Trail at 8 o'clock. Class 1A District 13 games being played in Griswold will be played now on Saturday, as Orient Maxburg will take on Guthrie Center at 6:30 and Exira EHK will face Griswold at 8 o'clock. Those were the games we were going to have on KJN for you last night, but we will now not be able to bring you coverage of that because we'll have state wrestling championship coverage on Saturday evening. In Class 1A District 13 action at Nottoway Valley, those games move to Saturday as well. Earlham will take on Adair Casey at 6:30 and Nottoway Valley will play Cam at 8 o'clock. Class 1A District 14 action in Sydney. Heartland Christian will take on AHST, and Sydney will face Nishnabotna. That'll be at 8 o'clock there, those games once again being played tonight. Also, 1A District 15 games at West Monona, those games move to Saturday. Arweva will take on Woodbine at 6:30. West Monona takes on Tri-Center at 8 o'clock. 1A District 16 in Coon Rapids, Bayard. Well, those games will be played on Saturday as well. Glidden Ralston takes on Peyton Sherdan at 6:30, and then Coon Rapids Bayard faces Lorenz Marathon at 8 o'clock. 2A District 15 at Trainer. St. Albert and Shenandoah will play on Saturday at 6:30. Trainer Clarinda will be at 8 o'clock Saturday. And the 2A District 16 games at Kemper Catholic have been moved as well to Saturday. IKM Manning and Maple Valley Anthon Odo will play at 6:30. And Kemper Catholic will take on Otobod Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove at 8 o'clock on Saturday. So those are those games in postseason play that were moved around last night due to the weather. Some of those being played tonight and some of them being played on Saturday now. Also, girls' postseason action will continue tonight as the smaller classes will have some regional semifinal play going on in Class 1A. We'll have a game for you here on KJAN as Exira EHK travels to take on Adair Casey. That game set to tip off at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air just before that to bring you the coverage here on KJAN. Also, in state wrestling tournament results, that got underway yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field will have live coverage of that for you once again here today. Our first report coming your way this morning at 10:20, so look forward to that. You can see the list of all of our report times as well on our website at kjn.com on the top of the sports page. But I'll recap here for you wrestlers that were winners in their first round matches, or wrestlers that moved to the consolation bracket and then won to stay alive, so they'll be wrestling again here today. The evening session was in Class 1A, and here are wrestlers that won that moved into the quarterfinals. That would include at 106, Joel Becerra of AHST, at 113, Jared Hensley of Bedford Lennox, at 120, Riley Klein of Underwood, at 126, Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon, at 132, Tucker Blummel of Riverside, at 145, Trevor Smith of Audubon, at 152, Cody Kingery of Underwood, at 160, Wyatt Lewis of St. Albert, at 160, Callan Schmelzer of Southwest Valley, at 170, Gavin Kremmel of Clarinda Academy, and Spencer Winnett of Coon Rapids Bayard. At 182, Evan Hansen of Exira EHK. At 195, Ben Wellman of Tri-Center. At 195, Trey Sander of Exira EHK. At 220, Matt Fett of Audubon. At 285, Garrett Johnson of Panorama. All those wrestlers will be in quarterfinal round action on the championship side of the bracket today. In 1A consolation action, wrestlers that won their consolation match that will get to move to the second round consolations here today include at 113, Craig Rice of Southwest Iowa, at 113, Kyle Julesgaard of Audubon, At 120, Christian Polly of Tri-Center. 126, Tom Jennings of Underwood. At 132, Jake Mulford of Audubon. At 145, Kyle Bauerkemper of AHST. At 170, Peyton Hausman of Riverside. At 182, Austin Labs of Guthrie Center. At 220, Cale Crowder of Guthrie Center. At 285, Joe Graff of Logan Magnolia. And at 285, David Howell of East Mills. Those wrestlers will be in second round consolation action today. The team standings in Class 1A after the first day of action include Al Burnett in the top spot with 31 team points, followed by Wilton in second with 23. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Clarion, Goldfield, and Don Bosco round out the top five. Audubon currently in eighth. In Class 3A results, the wrestlers that won their first round match to move to the quarterfinals include at 106 Paxton Whitaker of Lewis Central, McGuire Midkiff of Councilbus Thomas Jefferson. At 113, Jorge Partida of Denison Schleswig. At 126, Colton Klingenpeel of TJ. At 132, Matt Malcolm of Glenwood. At 145, Jason Wallace of TJ. At 152, Ethan Ruby of Lewis Central. At 160, Josh Clark of Glenwood. And at 285, Jordan Bywater of Abraham Lincoln. 3A consolation winners yesterday that will move into the second round consolations today include at 145, Israel Dirks of Carroll, at 182, Chris Thomas of LC, and at 285, Jacob Cook, also of Lewis Central. 3A team standings, Bettendorf in the top spot with 31 points, Southeast Polk not far behind with 29.5, Waverly Shell Rock, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Marion Linmar round out the top five. In Class 2A action, wrestlers that won their first match will move into quarterfinal action today include at 113, Cruz Adamson of Creston, at 120, Dylan Cox of Atlantic, at 120, Blake Luna of Clarinda, at 126, Darian Schwanke of Atlantic, at 145, Chase Schultz of Creston, at 152, Seth Stetzel of Perry, at 152, Jeremy Sherman of Greene County, at 160, Taylor Pettit of Creston, at 160, J.J. Clark of Clarinda, 170, Trevor Frayne of Creston, 195, Cale Stork of Harlan, 220, Tyler Christensen of Atlantic, 220, Dallin Bendorf of Harlan. Those are all your winners in the first round matches. They'll be in quarterfinal action in Class 2A today. Consolation winners yesterday in 2A include at 106, Carter Cox of Atlantic, at 132, Jordan Challen of Greene County, at 138, Tommy Bradshaw of Greene County, at 138, Joey Huntington of Creston, at 145, Jared Eyscheid of Kemper Catholic, and at 195, Seth Maitland of Creston. They'll all be in second round consolation action today. And the team standings in 2A, Davenport Assumption in the top spot with 25 points. Mediapolis has 20.5 in second, followed by Union LaPorte City, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Albia in the top five, Creston at 7th, and Atlantic and 12th right now there in the team standings. Once again, we'll have live coverage for you throughout the day today of the State Wrestling Championships. You can catch your first report at 10:20 with Jim Field later here this morning. In other sporting news, Iowa State senior Melvin Edgem earned Capital One First Team Academic All-America honors. Edgem, a Toronto native, joins his head coach Fred Hoiberg as the only Iowa State men's basketball players to earn First Team Academic All-American accolades. Also, Iowa State women's basketball senior Hallie Christofferson has been named to the Capital One Academic All-America Third Team. She's one of 15 Division I women's basketball student-athletes who were named to those teams. She joins four other Iowa State women's basketball players to have received Academic All-America honors. The senior graphic design major holds a 3.43 grade point average and was a member of the Big 12 Honor Roll and named an ISU Scholar-Athlete in 2013. And in college basketball last night, for the first time since 1990, an unranked North Carolina team has beaten a Duke team ranked in the top five. The Tar Heels won their eighth in a row, 74-66 over fifth-ranked Duke, touching off a mad on-court celebration in Chapel Hill. Marcus Page scored all 13 of his points in the second half, including two big baskets in the final 2.5 minutes to get the victory there for the Tar Heels. Another top 25 play, Tom Izzo's 13th-ranked Michigan State Spartans had one of their biggest offensive shows of the season in routing Purdue 94-79. Number 22 Memphis reached the 20-victory mark with a 64-59 win over Rutgers. Number 21 UConn beat Temple 68-55, holding the Owls to 33% shooting. And BYU improved its NCAA tournament credentials by knocking off 25th-ranked Gonzaga 73-65. And also yesterday, it was the U.S. women's hockey team coming up short in the gold medal match against Canada as they led that one late 2-0, but ended up losing in overtime by a score of 3-2. And today, in Olympic action, it'll be semifinal play as the U.S. and Canada square off in a rematch of last Winter Games gold medal matchup, this time in the semifinals for a chance to move on to that gold medal contest. That'll be getting underway at 11 o'clock later this morning. That's a check of the latest sports here this morning here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.